Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa la tatamannaw ma faddala Allahu bihi ba'dakum ala ba'd. Sadaqallahu al-azim. It's a small verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala mentions, do not give preference to the favors which Allah has given somebody else. The favors which Allah has given somebody else, do not think to yourself that why has Allah given him that favor, or he or she, and Allah hasn't given me that fazl. And then afterwards in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned another remarkable small verse. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. If you see that somebody has been granted a favor, a blessing, then do not object to what Allah has given that person, but وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. If you want that favor, never mind that person, do not compare yourself with that person. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ. Ask Allah Ta'ala for that favor. Me and you, we are not all the same. Knowledge-wise, beauty-wise, material wealth-wise, everybody's preference, Allah's fazl on each individual is different. And when a person objects that this person has been favored more, and then on that objection, that person wishes that that favor, one is that a person has a better car than mine. Then you say to yourself, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala safeguard that car, Allah Ta'ala give me a car like that also. There is no problem with that. But one is a person has a better car than mine, a better position in the community, a respectable position, an honorable position, or he has more wealth than mine, than myself, or better property than myself, then a person thinks that no, Allah Ta'ala give me and take it away from him. A person is stronger than me, I think to myself, Allah, one is that I make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala make me also strong. But then a person thinks Allah makes him sick and makes me strong. That is the root cause of all evils. The root cause of all evils, which is in Urdu called hasad, jealousy. Allah Ta'ala has in the Quran told us to seek refuge from jealousy. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. These two last surahs of the Quran, Mu'awwazatayn they are called. Mu'awwazatayn. Everybody knows the cause of revelation for these two surahs, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, magic was done to him. Jadu was done to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite these two surahs, Ayatul Kursi, some verses of Suratul Baqarah, and Suratul Fatiha after every salah, and especially at night time, giving a lesson to the ummah that hasad is prevalent in the ummah, hasad is there. We need to seek refuge from hasad, from jealousy. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, the Jewish community, the Jewish people were settled in Medina Munawwara. We don't want to go all in all detail about this, the cause of revelation, but the Jews were settled. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a treaty with the Jews so that peace can prevail. The Jews didn't stick to the treaty, and one of the Jews did jadu, magic, on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes if he had done something, he might forget, did I do this or didn't I do this? That was all the matter with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream. He explained the dream to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In the dream, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the name of the Yahudi, of the Jew who had done magic, Lubayd ibn Asim. Cut the story short, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the well, he was cured, he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that it felt like something had tied me so tightly, now I am free. But a lesson to learn from here is, the Jews didn't accept Islam because of hasad. They didn't like the Prophet ﷺ because of hasad. In the Torah, in the Zabur, the Prophet ﷺ signs were mentioned. They knew it. But what did they want? They wanted a prophet from the Banu Israel. Hazrat Ibrahim ﷺ had two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. Hazrat Ishaq ﷺ had a son, Yaqub, whose other name was Israel. And all the prophets that came in that area were all from the Yaqub alayhi salam, Banu Israel. The Prophet ﷺ came from the Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So because of that, why they objected. Why did Allah Ta'ala send the Prophet from Ismail alayhi salam? He should have sent from Israel, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. Because of that jealousy, فَتَطْمَعُونَ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum thought that the Jews will be in the forefront of accepting Islam because they are Ahl Kitab. It was written in their books, the signs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and the seal of all the prophets. But they didn't because of hasad. The first rebellion, before I go on to that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the name of this person. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you announce to the Sahaba, this person has done jadu on you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khab, his dream was a wahi, a revelation from Allah ta'ala. So that was guaranteed true information that this person has done jadu on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, I am cured. Why should I want to harm that person now? Let him be. That is the prophetic way. He didn't take revenge. He didn't take revenge with somebody who had done bad evil on him, but he didn't take revenge. Today we go to, a lot of people go to so many Tawizwala. We're not saying that Tawiz is wrong. But there are some who are in there for the money. They are making the money. And they are making loads of money. Just last week we got a card in the letterbox. So and so Sheikh, he will cure you 100% guaranteed. Call this number. Any problems, jadu, magic, whatever problems you have, he will cure you. So when these people go to some of these so-called business-making tawizwalas, sometimes they give names. Tamari family matif, so and so has done this on you. Then the friction starts and the families have problems. They fall out with each other so much so that that person is on the deathbed but they don't want to go to his janazah also. That Maulisa or whoever he has just mentioned a name from nowhere, no wahi, no guarantee that this person has done jadu on you, but our gullible woman or men, they believe, family mati, we got some problems, we stressed out. It's not even jadu, it's not even nazar. And nazar is true. The Prophet ﷺ has said, Al-aynu haqqun. In a hadith, a sahih hadith. Al-aynu haqqun, the evil eye is haqq. It's truth, it's a reality. And ayn nazar comes from where? It comes from hasad. When a person has hasad, then he does nazar on a person. And then what happens is that so-and-so alim has given the name that so-and-so family member has done jadu on you, and then the whole family is against the other family, and instead of getting united, instead of having muhabbat, we don't want to talk to each other, we want to criticize, and hasad is then created, that we want to make sure that they come down also. When there is no guarantee that this so-and-so has done anything to us, and most of the time they haven't done anything to us. So we need to be aware of this. The first rebellion that took place in recorded history is of Iblis, Shaitan, who was amongst the angels, highest ranking. But because of hasad, when Allah Ta'ala told him, gave him an order, he said, why should I? The root cause was hasad, jealousy. And from the highest, he came to the lowest. The first guna, the first sin on earth, was when Qabil killed Habil, his brother. Because of root cause again, jealousy. That first murder that took place on earth, Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. After mentioning that murder, Allah mentions, this murder is like a murder when a person kills a person without any reason, is like killing the whole of humanity. Hasad, jealousy. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, the sons of a prophet, when he sends them to Egypt, what does he say to them? Again, a prophet is saying that they are all handsome, they are from the Banu Israel. At that time, Banu Israel, from Yaqub alayhi salam, he started, it's a new tribe. A new tribe, a new language. From another country they are coming. They are going to Egypt. New style of clothing, new language, very handsome, all young, 11 boys. At that time it was something to be proud of, that a father has been blessed with 11 boys. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, be careful, go from different doors. Why? Nazar. Al-aynu haqqun. People will see you, they will do nazar on you. Be careful. How many times, today we have lots of problems in the community. They always look in the phone. Malisa, we haven't even said anything, they already got it in their head. Malisa, marapar koi nazar mai di, koi jadu kalla kyo. They already got it in their head. They have to, you know, you have to blame something. They're stressed out for whatever reason. So what do they blame? Jadu te yo, easy option. Malisa, kai taviz de deoni? Can I have a taviz, please? Then they go to this Molly Sahab, to that Molly Sahab, run around. Bhai, if you have jadu, what is the best thing? Or if you have jadu, read the Mu'awwazatayn. Allah Ta'ala revealed those specific verses. Read the Mu'awwazatayn. After every namaz, when you go to sleep, read the Quran Sharif. Open the Quran Sharif. Read the Quran Sharif. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has revealed it as a cure. It will give you peace and tranquility of your heart. It will get rid of all the spiritual diseases. But today we are always looking for easy option. So hasad is something that it is the root cause of a lot of sins. And there is another thing which is called rashk in Urdu. Rashk. That is a good thing. That you see somebody who prays more namaz than you, who is more pious than you, and you think to yourself, I like to be pious like him also. I want to be coming to the masjid 5 times a day also, like this other person. He has done 5 khatams in Ramadan. I also want to do 5 khatams in Ramadan. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, when he went for Hajj, and when he was going to drink Zamzam, according to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Zamzam is for whatever reason a person drinks it, meaning duas will be accepted. What dua did he make? It is rashk. He made dua that, oh Allah, give me the same memory like Hafiz Shamsuddin Zahbi rahmatullah alayhi has got. He's making rashk, that the memory that he had for the hadith and for the Quran and for Islamic jurisprudence, ya Allah, I am asking for that memory also. That kind of memory where I can remember things, where I can match him in those things. So rashk is something different. You see somebody, then, but hasad, jealousy, destroys a person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, jealousy is that just like a fire burns away wood, jealousy eats away your good deeds. And today jealousy is very prevalent in the community. We see somebody with something better than ours, instead of making dua, Allah save God for that person, that's what we should be doing. What do we do? Allah, take it away from this person and give it to me. Take it away from this person and give it to me. That is jealousy. That is what we must seek refuge from. Mumin sharre hasidin idha hasad. We seek refuge from the jealous person when he is jealous. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand our deen completely and to make amal on what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
from tomorrow, Fajr Salah will be 5:45, Asr Salah 4:45, and Isha Salah will be 8 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala. Dua is Shifa for Zakir by Lunat. Allah ta'ala grant him complete Shifa. And those Muslim brothers and sisters who are not well in the houses or at hospital, Allah ta'ala grant them complete Shifa. And Allah ta'ala grant complete forgiveness to all the marhumin who have passed away.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya al-salam. Hayya al-salam, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لرفع المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو وما للخائفين ملجا إلا هو وما للعارفين رجاء إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا حافظ ولا ناصر إلا هو غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو وما يملك السمع والأبصار إلا هو وما يعلم الجهر والأسرار إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو إبراهيم في نار الحريق حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البئر حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد هو الحي لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم اعلموا أنما الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وطاعتها باقية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت إخواني بدن ضعيف ضعيف وسفر طويل طويل وزاد قليل قليل وبحر عميق عميق وصراط دقيق دقيق وميزان عديل عديل والقيامة قريب قريب والحاكم رب جليل جليل والمنادي جبرائيل ويقول الكعبة زواري زواري ويقول الجنة وعدي وعدي ويقول النار أهدي أهدي ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول سيدنا آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول سيدنا نوح نبي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول سيدنا إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول سيدنا إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي
ويقول سيدنا يوسف صديق الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا شعيب خطيب الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا داود خليفة الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا سليمان صاحب المملكة والنبوة يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول سيدنا أفضل الأنبياء رسولنا وكريمنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يوم القيامة: يا ربنا أمتي أمتي. ويقول الجليل الجبار جل جلاله وعم نواله: يوم القيامة: عبادي عبادي، يا عبادي لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. مسكين ابن آدم أي مسكين، ثيابه كفن ومركبه جنازة ومنزله لحد وفراشه تراب وولده يتيم وماله مقسوم وعليه الحساب، حلالها حساب وحرامها عذاب وشبهتها عتاب، فاعتبروا يا أولي الألباب. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخل خلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. إنا لذكرك وشكرك وشكرك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا في ديون والدي يعني. استعينك وتعالي. اللهم فتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال.
وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك.